Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
So, Samaya, this is Robert Patterson. I just placed the order, and I want to cancel it, please.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code so that I can take a look at the account?
Okay. It was just placed 92108.
92108?
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name?
Robert Patterson.
All right, Mr. Patterson, for security purposes, please provide me with your address.
It would be 1865 Hotel Circle S, Unit 353, San Diego, California.
All right.
921.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. So I do see here that you have the iconic smartwatch, as well as the Icon Mini Pods. The smartwatch is designed to monitor your heart rate, blood pressure, oxygen level. It also has activity interface as well as a sleep monitoring interface on it. And those Icon Mini Pods are compared to Apple's AirPods, a sound-insulated wireless earbuds. And I do see where you signed up for the 14-day free trial for the product, paying $5.95 and $5.95 for the product. And if you don't mind me asking, what's your reason for wanting to cancel that product today?
Because I didn't know it was just a trial. I didn't know it was a trial. Because I thought I won it from sweepstakes from a postal service. They said that it was free.
Yeah, and see, the only thing that postal service actually pays for, is the 14-day trial. Now, after the trial is up, you are charged the full price for this product. However, it's not a reoccurring transaction, so it'll be a one-time charge. Give me just a second. I can tell you the full price.
No, I don't know. I was misled. I'm 72 years old. I can't afford it. I don't need it.
Okay, and that's even if I'm able to extend that trial out for you by 16 days, isn't it?
I don't need a trial because I know it works. I mean, you know, I don't need a trial for what? I mean, you know.
And it's just to see if you're able to work the product and the product works for you as you wish it to work for you before paying the full price for it. And the full price is $59.95 as well as $29.95. And I'd love to give you a 35% discount off of that final charge on the account.
No, I can't afford it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's even if I was to give you a 50% discount?
No, man.
All right. Now, of course, Mr. Patterson, we wouldn't want to lose you as a customer today. So what I would love to do is to apply my employee discount of 75% off of those final charges on the account.
I don't care for it. I don't need it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, bear with me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and cancel the store. I'll void those transactions back to your account, okay?
Man, I really appreciate it. I really do.
You're definitely welcome. I'm just about done, okay? Give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
All right, and I do thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. Patterson, so I did go ahead and get the account canceled, and I am voiding those transactions back to the account. It does take about 3 to 5 business days before that transaction reflects on the account. However, I am submitting both excuse me, both charges back to the account. Just a moment. And once the account is canceled, of course, you wouldn't receive any product, nor would you receive any further charges, okay?
Okay.
And whenever you're ready, I can provide you with that confirmation code. You will also receive that confirmation code via email within 24 to 48 hours from now.
Okay, that'll do it. That email will do for me.
Okay. All right, Mr. Patterson. Well, we did get the account canceled out, as well as the transaction reversed back to the account. Remember, it may take 3 to 5 business days before it reflects onto your bank account, but it has been submitted. And again, you will receive the cancellation confirmation within 24 to 48 hours via email. And, Mr. Patterson, I definitely want to thank you for calling into customer service. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ugh.